Hello, listeners. This is JJ from WXLV's Decent Exposure Radio, a part of Kick-Ass Friday. I'm coming to you from Crocodile Rock Cafe. It's August 4th, and we are in the midst of the All-Stars Tour. Today, I am joined by Chris of Scranton Zone, Motionless and White.
What's up?
Scranton Zone, I like that.
I know you guys aren't from all that far away, but just the same, welcome to Allentown. Let's start things off with a really basic one. How did Motionless and White come together?
It's just kind of like met in high school, classic. A couple guys got together in high school, started a band, and we just tried to be a serious band rather than just, you know, a hobby. It's pretty much how we started. Austin, me and Angelo are the drummer, the only two original members left.
Let's see. To our listeners who are unfamiliar with you guys, how would you describe your sound?
Very angry. Just really heavy. Heavy, fast, that kind of stuff, you know? Just metal. Metal.
Good. What's the music scene like in Scranton?
If there is one.
Yeah. Music scene in Scranton is kind of over with because at this point right now, it's just a bunch of people that follow whatever current trend is happening, and once that dies, they go to something else and forget that they ever liked or listened to the band. It's really... The music scene in Scranton is alright, like, kids go to the shows, but they don't really give a shit about the bands, like, they're just there to hang out, whatever, so it's kind of dead.
There was, a couple years ago, like, the Lehigh Valley hardcore scene that happened around, but that died down, and then almost nothing happened for a while, but within the last several years, there's a ton of basement shows popping up, all kinds of different types of genres people playing, and then that's pretty much when I started covering it. Ever try to sneak into the set of The Office while they are filming?
We did go there, yes. We did not try to sneak in, but we went to where they film it and stood outside and, like, watched it.
That's awesome.
It was pretty badass. It's highlight of my life, one of the highlights of my life.
If you were really sly about it, you could just be like, hey, we're the new guys or something.
Yeah.
All right, so how'd you initially get the attention of Fearless Records?
One of the bands that's on this tour called Ella Santa. One of their guys in their band, the singer Sean, kind of became our manager, and they were already on Fearless, so they kind of had like a foot in the door already and introduced us to them, and then the rest is history, I guess.
Okay. Awesome.
Alright, so what was it like working with producer Andrew Wade for your album Creatures? What did he add to the process?
It was cool, like, working with somebody that actually knew what they were doing, you know, like the last record we did was cool, like, we worked with somebody who was awesome at what he did, but, you know, like, to work with somebody that at another level was really cool. It was just a good experience all around. I mean, we kind of went in there with what we had and recorded what we had because we didn't want to really necessarily change a lot of things, but it worked out good.
How'd you go about sorting through fan submissions to come up with the lyrics to the song Creatures? There's got to be a ton of them.
Just reading. It took, like, a week to narrow it down and then another couple days to, like, figure out what ones would work with the song and everything like that. Like, we were in the studio and I got the lyrics in while we were in the studio. So, like, we wrote the song in a couple of days. It was awesome.
Because, I mean, if I read the lyrics, everything flowed perfectly, so I was surprised that those are all fan submitted.
Yeah, like, I knew what I wanted the song to kind of be about, but I didn't give a specific subject. Like, I wasn't like, hey, write about this. I just was like, write whatever you want.
Yeah.
And, I knew what I was looking for, so, like, that helped me narrow it down. So, they kind of, fortunately, I picked the lines that flowed with each other.
Speaking of your album, Stud Track, you did a great video for that. Did you have Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails and Tool in mind when you made the concept?
Yeah, absolutely. No one does that anymore, so why shouldn't we?
Yeah. I actually miss those videos.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it reminded me of pretty much like the cross between Happiness, Slavery, and Beautiful People.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite videos ever.
Definitely like what we had in mind when we were going into it, so.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm probably way off with this, but with the Abigail reference on the album, the song, of course, is that any way at all related to King Diamond?
No. We just wanted to write a song about the Salem Witch Trials and went from there. No King Diamond thing.
Gotcha. No, I must have been reading into it because I like his stuff, so I was like, oh well. So your bass player, Ricky, became your rhythm guitarist fairly recently. What's the progress as far as finding a permanent new bass wizard?
Just trial and error. We've tried a bunch of people out now that have sucked and don't work with our band. and we tried a few people out that were cool. The guy we have now, I think, is going to end up being in the band just because he works out with us really well and just good dude. That's what we're looking for. We just want somebody that we get along with more than anything else, just because, you know, you got to be able to live with somebody on the road, and he's really cool.
I didn't know what to expect when someone came out on stage playing bass for you. I didn't know if it was just going to be some guy in jeans and a t-shirt, but he seemed like he actually fit in, so that's okay.
A couple years ago, you guys played Warped Tour, and we all know that that involves sweaty outdoor shows in the hot sun. Do you prefer outdoor shows or big arena places? Or
crappy little places like this?
I like indoor shows just because I feel like the entire mood and, like, just everything to me just seems a lot more, I don't even know what the word would be. I hate the word intimate, so I refuse to use it. Yeah. It just, you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, the vibe, that's the word I'm looking for. Just way better in, like, club shows than outdoors. I don't know, I don't like outdoors that much. I won't mind it, but I like indoors way better.
Besides chicken wings, what the one thing that your band needs to function on the road?
Our iPhones. I mean, aside from water, which I guess is a necessity, but our iPhones for sure, just because we handle a lot of business and, you know, we don't ever have Wi-Fi, so to be able to handle emails and stuff like that, our phones are pretty much the key.
I think I saw an interview with you online, and you were wearing a Morrissey shirt. So, of course, that begs the question, Smith's or Morrissey solo stuff?
Oh, man, you're going to fucking do that to me right
now? I have to.
You're going
to
do that to me right now? I'm going to go with Smith's. Morrissey, I like his stuff equally as much, but, I mean, Smith's has Johnny Marr.
Yeah.
So I got to go with the pair rather than just the one.
Of course, that begs the other question, which Smith's album?
Queen is Dead, for sure.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you said meat is murder, and then you're professing your love of chicken wings.
No, I used to be a vegetarian, not because of that record or because of Morrissey, but chicken wings reeled me in.
Okay.
It got me back. But no, I like The Queen is Dead and Strange Ways a lot.
Okay. All right, so here's a very basic one. What does the rest of 2011 look like for you guys?
We're going to go to Europe for the first time in the fall, and then we're coming back and doing one last tour in the winter before the year's over, and then we're gonna start full-time writing our next record.
Do you have any tips for any local bands in the area trying to get as big as where you guys are now?
Just, I mean, a lot of people ask me that, and my only answer is, like, we just didn't stop playing, you know? Like, we were a band for 3 or 4 years before anyone ever even noticed us, so just most bands, if they don't, these days, I feel like if they don't get signed in a year, they're just like, ah, oh, forget it. You know, like, you gotta keep going. You gotta be at the right place at the right time, or have something special about your band that's gonna get you noticed over anybody else. So that's all I can really say.
Gotcha.
Just don't stop.
We've seen a lot of bands around here give up after like 6 months or a year.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that you're just gonna get signed off the bat. That's not how it is.
Not quite.
Not how it works.
All right, well, that's it as far as questions. Thank you very much, Chris, for taking the time to talk with us. In case you weren't paying attention earlier, Motionless in White has an album out. It's called Creatures. You should buy it. For WXLV, this is JJ signing off.